Poll, Americans not willing to risk American lives in Ukraine. By Hannah Blow on March 28, 2022. Most Americans are not willing to risk American lives to carry out a peacekeeping mission or enforce a no-fly zone in Ukraine. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Monday found. The survey asked, how willing are you to risk the lives of America's young people to enforce a no-fly zone or peacekeeping mission in Ukraine? Overall, 66.3% indicated that they are not very willing to support that. Of those, 32.4% said they are not willing at all. And 33.9% said they are not very willing. Another 26.3% said they are somewhat willing. But just 7.5% said they are very willing. A majority in all groups, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, tend to agree that they are not willing to risk American lives over this dispute. Just over 40% of Democrats said they are not very willing to risk American lives over enforcing a no-fly zone. And 23.6% said they are not willing at all. A majority of Republicans and Independents said they are either not very willing or not willing at all as well. The survey, taken March 18 to 21, 2022, among 1,075 likely general election voters, has a +/2.99% margin of error. The survey comes 1 month after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated that he needs the West to impose a no-fly zone, which could easily escalate the war. At the time, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said it was not something the president wants to do. President Biden awkwardly stumbled during a speech to American troops in Poland on Friday, previewing what they would see in Ukraine. You're going to see, when you're there, and some of you have been there. You're going to see women, young people, standing in front of a damn tank just saying, I'm not leaving, I'm holding my ground, Biden said. They're incredible.